107.7 Today FM. I'm Kate, and it's an absolute pleasure to have Megan Smith-Harris in studio with Stratford Film Festival, and we are gearing up for the big Stratford Film Festival, the main event.
Oh, are we ever. After a year of over 30 film events that we've showcased this from last November, we have 30 more, but all in a four-day period.
Oh, my goodness.
So summer features, and we've got narrative features, we've got documentaries, comedies, dramas, and we have a really fascinating collection of short films in two different blocks. So one is Canadian short films, and some of them were shot in and around Stratford and feature some familiar locations and faces. And others are new up-and-coming directors. And then the ones from around the world are called the Best of Fest Shorts. And a real combination. We have animation, we have drama, we have comedy.
So November 6th to 9th in the City Hall Auditorium, it is going to be buzzing the whole time.
It is. They're gearing up, you know, and we have been showing there throughout the year, but we're really dressing it up. We have a red carpet, we have sparkly lights, we have tablecloths, we've got all kinds of, and of course our free popcorn, which is legendary. So we are really gearing up for that and transforming the City Hall space. Mm-hmm. The last time we were getting ready in the afternoon, someone came in with their tax bill and they're like, do I pay here? And I'm like, no, you got to go downstairs. And they're like, what's going on?
What is happening?
So, well, we've really worked hard to transform that auditorium space into a vibrant cultural scene where people know that they can expect to see great films and have a good time.
Yeah, and I am so looking forward to this docket of films. It's just incredible. We have so much to look forward to November 6th to 9th.
Well, you were there when we did our VIP sneak peek and showed trailers of all the films to get people excited. We have also some filmmakers coming. Our opening night film is Beethoven's 9, Ode to Humanity. And it's directed by Larry Weinstein, who is a legendary Canadian director. He will be here.
Amazing.
We're also working on a surprise musical component, which is in the process of being figured out.
Ooh.
And there will be a pre-screening reception with some wine and some sparkling wine and some soft drinks and just to get people in the party spirit. And then on Friday, we start at 10 a.m. We have a great film called Citizen George. It's a documentary. Anybody who cares about democracy, and I think almost all of us do, should see this film. It's an amazing man down in Philadelphia who has fought tirelessly for the causes that we had taken for granted and now are being threatened in some parts of the world, i.e. the United States. So it's civil rights, women's rights, environmental protection, all of these things. He has fought for them. He's an 87-year-old man. He's had an extraordinary life. And that's going to be a powerful film. Then we have the Best of Fest Shorts, which I told you about. We have something called The Blue Trail. This was just at TIFF, and I think it won a special jury award at Berlin, the Berlinale. And it's a fascinating film because it seems like it's set in the present, but it's kind of this slightly dystopian future. It's in Brazil, and it's where, after you turn 75, they round you up in the wrinkle wagon, basically, is the nickname for it, and they take you to these compounds.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, they give you, like, a backpack, they make you put on an adult diaper, and they take you off.
Oh, my goodness.
And this woman is like, what? I'm still working. I don't want to do any of this.
Yeah.
So, and anybody who gives you refuge gets in trouble and can be arrested. So it's this woman who goes on this last journey down the Amazon River. But it seems like it's present day. So it's a very cool film. And I wasn't sure what to expect, but I really liked it. And it takes you into another world. Then we have a fun romantic comedy called A Nice Indian Boy. And it's a cross-culture romantic comedy about identity, family, and finding one's place in the world. And of course, it ends with a fabulous Bollywood dancing.
Of course.
An American film, but it's really poignant and fun and kind of like Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, but for the modern day. And it's just fun. That's all I want to say about it.
Yeah, I can't wait to see that one. I'm excited.
And then on Saturday morning, we have behind the castle doors, the hilarious house of Frightenstein.
Oh, man.
You know a little bit about this, right? Didn't you used to watch with your dad?
Yes, I grew up watching the hilarious house of Frightenstein with my dad. It was my Saturday morning. He would, you know, pay for the retro channel for me. So we would watch that together. So I'm really excited for this film.
Oh, well, it's going to be great. And it's proved to be hugely popular as a cult film. And the filmmakers are going to be there, Tammy Heisel and Morgan Baker. And they're going to be joined by Mitch Markowitz, who was one of the producers. And I think he was in the show.
Wow.
We are also doing a free cereal bar. So all the sugary treats from your youth that you don't eat anymore because you know better. But if you want a little bit of nostalgia, we're going to have them there. Fruit Loops and Frosted Flakes and all those, Count Chocula, if I can find it, all going to be at a breakfast bar there. So that is at 10 a.m. on November 8th. Then we have Rebel with a Clause, which is just this quirky, charming, funny documentary. There's a language maven, Ellen Joven, who absolutely loves grammar. Now, that sounds boring, but it's not. She goes around all 50 states and she sets up a grammar table and asks people if they have grammar questions. And it leads to all these fascinating interactions with, new immigrants, people who were scared of grammar, people who hated it, people who have, I learned a lot, and I'm a writer, so
yeah.
It was cool. And I'm going to be recording a Zoom Q&A with her, so we'll be playing that after the film, which
awesome.
Will be kind of fun.
That is so cool.
And then 4 p.m., we have Stealing the Sky. This is directed by Megan Follows, who people may remember from Anne of Green Gables and many other film and television appearances. She also appears in the film, and we will. It's shot in Toronto, and it's about how anybody's been to Toronto has seen how the landscape has changed and how there's just buildings and cranes everywhere. So it's about all these different small stories, how people adapt or don't as the city transforms around them.
Wow.
So it's kind of cool. There's threads throughout. And Megan appears about halfway into the film as just the witchiest sister who you kind of love. And she's very funny. It was written by Marie Dem, and she also stars in it. She was one of the producers. So both Megan and Marie are going to be there after the screening, after the 4 o'clock screening on Saturday.
Amazing. That's
Can I
awesome.
Tell you more?
Absolutely.
Okay. This Too Shall Pass. This was one of the first films that I was like, yes, we are showing this film. This is at 7 p.m. on Saturday. It's directed by Rob Grant, a wonderful director. He actually edited Deadpool 2.
Oh, wow.
He was the editor. And he normally makes horror films.
Mm-hmm.
So this was a real departure for him.
Yeah.
And it is kind of a cross-border dramedy. It's set in the late 80s. It's a coming-of-age story for older adults, people in their 50s and 60s. It will be very nostalgic, even late 40s. It features a great music track from the late 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And then for younger people, it's very relevant because it's all, all these things that everybody goes through when they're growing up that are very real and very powerful. So it's a great film to take your kids to, your adult kids or teen kids to.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also just fun. It's a very well-made film. There's a record store, which I love. They go in and they've got these big records.
Yeah.
There are no cell phones. And it's actually semi-autobiographical.
Oh, cool.
It was the idea of the co-writer, but the filmmaker put a lot of his own personal story in there. And it's about a teenage high school senior Mormon from a Mormon family in the States who decides he's just going to break free. He wants autonomy. And
wow.
He steals money from that his father has out for some Mormon mission cause.
Yeah.
And he goes with his friends across the border by bus into Canada to Ottawa to seek out this girl who's there for the summer with her grandmother.
Oh, my
so
goodness, yeah.
It doesn't exactly work out as planned. It's a bit of a caper coming of age. I thought John Hughes, but he said it was more of a, for him, it was more of a Stand By Me type film. Mm. So I think it's really worthwhile, and I hope people come. And I did do a post-screening Q&A. I recorded one with Rob yesterday, which we'll be playing afterwards.
Amazing.
And then that we have a final day Sunday. We start with the Canadian Shorts, which I told you about. That's at 10. At 1 p.m., we have Four Mothers, an Irish film that I just love. Again, a dramedy. Mm-hmm. I just spoke with director Darren Thornton yesterday, and he's got a little bit of his life in this as well. He co-wrote the script with his brother, who is gay, and they had been going through a tough time with their mother, who was not well. Mm. And it's the basic premise is Edward is a novelist. He's on the cusp of success, and he's supposed to be doing all these interviews over in the U.S., but his mother doesn't want him to go. Mm. She's had a stroke and can only commute through Siri on a tablet, which is a lot of fun stuff with that. And then his three friends all want to go to a pride event in the Canary Islands, and they all deliver their mothers. So there are four mothers, none of whom like each other or have anything in common.
Oh, man.
And this guy's trying to do radio interviews and podcasts in his car because they've taken over the house.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Space Cowboy is at 4 o'clock. This is just the wackiest documentary. It's about a stuntman and a aerial stunt photographer, cinematographer, and they challenge themselves to do more and more insane stunts for television and film, and they record them all, and literally your jaw will be on the floor.
Yeah.
and it's just, you just go, how can anybody be that brave and that crazy? So it's fun, and it's kind of a sleeper, you know, like people don't know about this film. It's really mm-hmm. good. And then our closing night film is Just Sing. It's a feature documentary, and it's a behind-the-scenes look at the SoCal Vocals. They're USC's elite a cappella group, and it goes kind of they're all competing during this emotionally charged season. They want to get their sixth title, win their sixth title at the International Championship of Collegiate A Cappella.
Wow.
So lots of great music, incredible voices. Little bit of drama, a lot of things that people go through, the pressures, and but I wanted something really uplifting and fun to end the festival.
Absolutely. Well, it's just an amazing series of films. Oh my goodness. I cannot wait. November 6th to 9th at City Hall Auditorium. This is going to be fabulous. How can we get our tickets?
Well, I want people to know they can buy a pass, which is a very affordable option if you want to go to a lot of films. And we have a lot of people coming to all the films, if you can believe it. But we also sell one-day passes, two-day passes, three-day passes, four, like one potato, two potato. So that's all online. We have VIP passes. If someone is really a film enthusiast, they can buy a VIP pass for the next year, but we will throw in this year's festival.
Amazing.
And that will get you into this festival, all our screenings throughout the year, and we do them monthly and sometimes bi-monthly, and then next year's festival in November. So that's a fantastic deal.
Mm-hmm.
We sell companion passes at 50% off for that, and we also have single tickets.
Oh my goodness.
All people need to do is go to stratfordfilmfestival.com. We have a brand new website thanks to one of our lead sponsors, Studio Q Designs, three dynamic women who have really upped our game and elevated the look and feel of our website.
Mm-hmm.
And we would be thrilled to have you check it out and come join us.
Well, this sounds just incredible. I cannot wait. So head to stratfordfilmfestival.com, peruse the ticketing options because there's so many.
Oh, and we have trailers for every single film. So if you're a trailer person, you can see what the film is about and its vibe and if you think it will work for you. And I urge you to check it out because there's something for everyone.
Absolutely. Well, we cannot wait. November 6th to 9th, head to stratfordfilmfestival.com. Megan, thank you so much.
Thank you, Kate. Always fun to come in.